Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a book that feels like it was written for every awkward silence and stomach knot we've ever had. It's called Difficult Conversations Don't Have to Be Difficult by John Gordon and Amy P. Kelly. So Sophie, what's the big idea here that actually got you thinking?
Hey there, Sam. Well, the big idea is that we've been approaching hard talks all wrong. We treat them like battles to win, but Gordon and Kelly say they're really construction sites where we can build something stronger. It's a total mindset flip.
A construction site, I love that. So we're not going into a fight, we're going in with a hard hat and a blueprint. But how do you actually do that when your heart's racing and you're sure the other person's going to explode?
Right, and that's where the book gets super practical. They have this acronym, SYR, that gives you a step-by-step path. It stands for Set the Stage, Observe and Listen, Acknowledge and Respond with Respect.
Okay, so let's break that down. Set the stage. That sounds like you're just prepping the room, but I have a feeling it's more than that.
Exactly. It's about stating your intention right up front. Instead of just launching into the problem, you say something like, I want to talk about the project deadline because I believe we can find a better way to work together. That immediately lowers the other person's defenses.
So you're not blindsiding them. You're telling them, hey, we're on the same team here. And that makes sense because if someone feels attacked, their brain just shuts down.
Exactly. They talk about the amygdala, which is the threat center in the brain. When it's activated, cortisol floods the system, and the person goes into fight, flight, or freeze. Once that happens, the conversation is basically over.
So you can win the argument, but lose the relationship. That's a sobering thought. What's the next step? Observe and listen. That sounds like you're just telling me to shut up and hear them out.
Well, it's more than that. It's active listening. You're not just waiting for your turn to speak. You're listening for the emotion under the words. And they have this great tool called the listen, pause, and paraphrase technique.
Okay, walk me through that.
So after the other person speaks, you pause for 3 full seconds. Let it land. Then you say, so it sounds like you feel the new process doesn't recognize the extra effort you've been putting in. Is that right? You're not agreeing. You're just showing you understand.
And when someone feels understood, they stop fighting. That's powerful. Then comes acknowledge. Is that just saying, I hear you?
It's validating their feelings, even if you disagree with their conclusions. You might say, I can see why you'd feel that way given what happened last quarter. Acknowledgement is not weakness. It's emotional intelligence. It de-escalates the situation.
So it's like you're disarming them with empathy. Then you get to respond with respect. That's where you finally get to share your side. What's the trick there?
They recommend using I statements instead of you statements. So instead of saying, you are late with a report, you say, I felt concerned when the report was late. It describes the impact without attacking their character.
And then you move to resolution. But it's not about dictating the outcome. It's about co-creating it. You ask, how can we move forward together? What will be a fair outcome?
Exactly. So you end with a shared commitment, not a winner and a loser. But Sam, one thing that really hit me was their take on honesty. They say raw, unfiltered honesty is not a virtue, it's a weapon.
Whoa, that goes against everything we're taught. But I get it. If you just blurt out the truth without any care, you're just being cruel. They make a distinction between being right and being effective.
Yeah, and our ego loves to be right. But that adversarial stance just triggers the other person's defenses. The book says you have to check your intention before you even start. Is your goal to punish or to help?
So if your heart's not in the right place, don't have the conversation yet. That's solid advice. They also talk about the stories we tell ourselves. I'm guilty of that. I'll rehearse the whole fight in my head before it even happens.
Right, and they call that toxic. You're writing a narrative where you're the victim and they're the villain. They say you need to separate the story from the facts. The fact might be that an email was sent without an attachment. The story is that the person is careless and disrespectful.
But what if they actually are careless? How do you challenge that?
you ask yourself for a more generous interpretation. Maybe they were overwhelmed, or they had a family emergency. When you choose a more compassionate story, you lower your own temperature and approach the conversation with curiosity.
I like that. And they also bust the myth that conflict is bad. They say healthy conflict is the engine of innovation and trust. If you're avoiding conflict, you're stagnating.
Yes. And they have this great line about the feedback sandwich. You know, where you bury criticism between two compliments. They say it's disingenuous and confusing. People see right through it.
Oh, I hate those. You leave the meeting not knowing if the praise was real or just a setup for the punchline. So what do they say instead?
Direct, clear, and kind feedback. You state the issue plainly. Using the SOAR framework, people can handle the truth. They just can't handle being manipulated.
That's a good point. And what about those high performers who are also brilliant jerks? The book tackles that, right?
Oh, yeah. They say ignoring that behavior is a catastrophic leadership failure. You have to acknowledge their contributions, but clearly state that their behavior is unacceptable. You connect it to the team's morale and give them a choice, adapt or leave.
That takes guts, but the cost of avoiding it is way higher. So what's the one thing you're taking away from this?
For me, it's that the most difficult conversation you'll ever have is the one you never have. Silence builds walls. And every hard talk you lean into is a muscle you strengthen. It's not about being perfect, it's about making progress.
That's a powerful way to put it. And it makes me think that maybe I should stop avoiding that chat with my brother about the business.
Definitely. And if you want to go deeper, the entire library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a steal. And on that note, Sophie, what's the final word for our listeners?
Remember, every difficult conversation is a chance to build a bridge, not a wall. So set the stage, listen, acknowledge, and respond with care. We'll see you in the next one.